Today is the final day of the Utah State legislative session. The past 45 days have been a bit of a whirlwind at the Hill, and throughout it, we've been getting updates from Chase Thomas with Alliance for a Better Utah, who joins us this morning. Again, Chase, welcome, and you're at the finish line here, almost.
Yeah, it's the last day. It's good to be here again. I'll be up on the Hill up until midnight tonight. That's officially when it ends.
All right, an early morning and a late night. Chase, thanks for coming in. You know, we don't have time to talk about everything that has happened during the session, but maybe we can talk about some things that are happening as the session winds to a close, including appropriations, the budget. There's a lot there, of course, as well, and so we can't get to everything, but maybe we can talk about some of the highlights, things that are getting funded, for example. What sticks out to you in terms of things that are receiving funding?
Yeah, so this isn't exactly finalized. It'll be voted on later today once it's in bill form. But yesterday, the Executive Appropriations Committee approved a bunch of funding for a bunch of bills and pet projects. Notably, there was $1 million given to outdoor retailers again. We thought that funding had been yanked back because they were leaving the state, but they're sort of dangling it in the air, hoping that they'll stay here.
Okay, to reconsider the decision to not allow Utah to bid on their future shows in protest to the state's policies or stance on public lands.
Yeah, exactly. Other notable things, there is $1.2 million given to Representative Romero's bill mandating testing of all rape kits in the state.
This is Angela Romero's $1.2 million, and she had a bill that was tied to this as well. Again, mandating rape kit testing. Is that bill passed?
Yeah, it passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate.
Okay, great. And now on to the governor's desk. Other funding initiatives.
There was a little over $1 million given for air quality monitors in the state. That's been something that the Clean Air Caucus has been pushing for the entire session, trying to get new monitors and then being able to upkeep the ones they have. There was $2 million given to a group called Big Game Forever. They're a nonprofit in Utah who have been helping the legislature deal with public lands issues, environmental things such as delisting of wolves, other lawsuits that they're trying to push back against.
And this is money essentially to help Utah continue efforts to try and take over federal public land.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things with this Big Game Forever is that during the original committee hearing, they were saying that they're having problems finding out exactly what they do. It's a mystery. They didn't have reports that were public. And right. So some lawmakers were concerned that this is still going through, but it should be voted on later today.
Is there any greater transparency expected from the group?
Lawmakers are hoping so. They say that next year they're hoping to get a report back, but we'll see if that actually happens.
Okay. So a lot of money being thrown around at the legislature. Let's move on to some bills, some actual bills and some that you've been following recently. Alcohol reform, for example. What's going on with that?
Yeah, the alcohol reform bill was one of the most anticipated bills coming through the session. The majority leader, Brad Wilson, was putting a lot of effort into trying to make a compromise around reforming alcohol regulations in the state. He brought it forward. It's gone through extremely fast this week, and yesterday it was approved by the Senate.
Okay, and what does it do?
So this bill starts dismantling the Zion Curtain. It gives restaurants and bars three options when it comes to the Zion Curtain. They can keep the Zion Curtain. They can make a Zion Moat, which is a buffer of about 10 feet wherein people could sit, but minors have to sit on outside of that 10-foot barrier. And then there's another one that is now 5 feet, and that one would have to have a railing around the perimeter.
Okay. So Zion options, I guess,
yes,
for alcohol. And there's also a sort of related bill dealing with alcohol and the legal limit for DUIs. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So right now, the legal limit for blood alcohol content when you're driving is 0.08. Yesterday, the Senate approved, and the House had already approved, a bill that would bring it down to 0.05. Where this is the first state in the nation to do it. Governor Herbert has already said he'll sign it, so it will become law. This is something that's been adopted in a lot of international areas, a lot of other countries, and the National Transportation Safety Board has recommended that it happen.
Okay, but we will become the strictest state in the nation when it comes to DUI levels.
Yes, and a lot of lawmakers were concerned that that would hurt tourism. Just being the one state that has this, people would think, once again, that Utah is weird or something. And so they were pushing back, but it was passed.
Okay. Also on the reform side of things, homelessness reform or sort of reforms. I mean, this is measures trying to tackle homelessness in Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County.
Yeah. So Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County has been talking about this a lot lately as they've been trying to build these new shelters throughout the county. Originally, there was a plan to have 4 shelters here in Salt Lake City. They scaled that back to 2 because of the big pushback down on the Simpson Avenue location. So the state legislature has been trying to deal with what's going to happen with the rest of the shelters. This bill that they just passed yesterday would provide for the 3rd shelter, and it mandates that the commission in charge of choosing the sites, wherever they choose to place it, that city can't reject it. It has to be able to go there. And that process is actually going to go pretty fast. I think it's within 3 or 4 weeks that site is going to be chosen.
Okay, and this is from the county side of things. I mean, the commission is deciding it's going to take place somewhere in Salt Lake County, we know. And then that city won't have any recourse, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Chase Thomas, we are out of time, but you have 15 and a half hours remaining in the legislative session. Will you be happy to see it over?
Yes, I am super excited to be able to sleep again.
All right. Chase Thomas is Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. He has joined us throughout the legislative session for our Better Utah legislative update. Thanks once again, Chase.
Thank you.
This is KCPW.